What's up, everybody? Chris here. I'm an owner and operator, along with my wife, LA, of the LA Edge Web Radio Network. LA can't be here right now for this, but sends her sincerest apologies and wishes you nothing but the best in 2017. I would like to welcome you to this listening experience if you are a new LA Edge Web Radio listener. And if you're a returning listener, I want to give you a very, very special thank you. You guys are the backbone to LA Edge Web Radio. You're the fuel that runs the fire. So we have been working really, really hard behind the scenes trying to make this the best experience possible. Because in time and with your support, what we are hoping is to make LA Edge Web Radio the go-to place for your best podcasting experience. It's a new year, so why not give you the latest lineup of our weekly programming? On Mondays, tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, for the debut of a new paranormal experience. Join host Kevin Malone as he explores and uncovers the realm of the paranormal on his podcast, Transcending the Unknown. This guy knows his stuff, folks, so be sure to tune into this one. Now, on Tuesdays, it's going to get a bit interesting because I'm going to try to silence the critics, or at least wake them up, as I debut my solo open topic podcast, That Podcast with That Guy. So I need your help. I need topics. I need you guys to email me at laedgewebradio@gmail.com and give me any questions, concerns, bitches, complaints, whatever. I am going to take your topics and make that into the theme of the podcast. So your topic will be the theme of a podcast. It's almost like it's your own little podcast with me answering your questions or concerns or whatever. So email me at laedgewebradio@gmail.com and help me get this thing rolling. Wednesdays host the return of our trial-run political show, The Chalk Line of a Nation, but we've changed it up a bit. Mike and Kevin and myself all talked and we said, you know what? Let's not make this the same old cookie-cutter political talk podcast. We know how those things are, right? So we decided we're going to mix it up a bit. And we're going to add a bit of a more of a humorous twist. We're going to make it fun. We're going to make you laugh instead of being mad or disgruntled or negative. We're going to try to make you laugh about the political scene in the United States. Because, after all, it's ridiculous. Thursdays are for our fellow gamers. Tune into the New Generations of Gaming podcast every Thursday afternoon as my son and myself discuss the topics of video gaming. We will share new beta experiences, rate the games, and share all the latest news. So join Brady and I for this fun and informational podcast. Monday through Thursdays, we have every show going on. Also, keep in mind that our flagship show that started it all for us, She Said, He Said, and our very popular show, Sounds of the Streets, they're still both very, very active in our library of programming, but we're just awaiting their returns. But they will be back, so don't worry. Again, thank you for supporting us by tuning into our network. We really, really do appreciate you guys. This is why we do this. We just want to entertain and give you guys something positive instead of the same old negativity and drama that fills our days. We want to be happy, folks. We need to be happy. So why not tune into a podcast that's going to make you laugh a little bit? It's healthy. Don't forget to keep up with the latest info by visiting our social media outlets on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also download the free Stitcher app and take us with you on your travels. And don't forget, you can catch up on all the archived episodes by visiting our website at laedgewebradio.com. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at. The following program may not be suitable for some listeners. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of That Podcast with That Guy. I am your host, Christopher Edge. I am an owner, operator, and proud host of the LA Edge Web Radio Network. What LA Edge Web Radio Network is basically we're a podcast family. We have various hosts of various podcasts. Throughout our library of programming, anywhere from paranormal to video games. We're slowly building up our library, but if you go over to laedgewebradio.com, you can definitely check out all the current and past episodes of everything that we've ever put on Blog Talk Radio. So, what are we going to do on this show? This show is all it's basically dedicated to you. You send me in a topic at laedgewebradio@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at laedgewebradio.com. Simply go to the Contact Us section and leave us a topic of your choice, whether it's having an issue with a coworker or a boss, or you're having some relationship issues, or you want to know my take on sports or the current situation in the world or the current situation in America. Boy, is it one. Anything, you know, write in and ask me, and I will try to turn it into a 15 to 20 minute podcast for you. This podcast is not going to be a lengthy one. It's going to be basically straight to the point, and it's going to be pre-recorded just because I don't really have the time to do a live show right now because I have other shows that I'm trying to produce for and stuff of that nature. So as of now, it will be pre-recorded, but I will be sure to cover your topics. I have already received a bunch of topics because I posted on Facebook and Twitter a couple weeks ago about some topics I needed. Actually, it was probably like last week, a couple weeks ago. Jeez. I know time is going that fast, but it isn't going that fast. But no, write me in a topic, and I will do everything I can to answer it for you. Let's see. This episode's not going to be very long because this is kind of like a trial run, you know. I want to see how you guys are going to react to it, and I want to see if it's going to be worth continuing or if it's just something that's just needs to be circle filed, as we called it in the military. Shit can, whatever you want to call it. But sorry about that. I dropped a S-bomb on you, and I didn't even realize it. You gotta love the military language, right? Kind of mold you into being this gutter talk person. But no. But anyway, as you can see, my mind is very, very overactive. I've been doing a lot lately with preparing for my wife and I's new baby. No, I have a son. He's 19. His name is Brady. He is one of the, if not the coolest 19-year-olds I've ever met in my life. He's very chill, very, very just laid back. Doesn't let a lot get to him that he shows. But I know he carries a lot on his shoulders. And, you know, I hate that for him because he should be more focused on just doing what he wants to do and then deciding what he wants to do with his life, you know. And because I know at 19, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. So I joined the Navy, see the world. Hey, served 4 years, got out of that gig, went into broadcasting, ended up meeting a girl. She got pregnant. My son was coming along, so I had to do something responsible to be able to take care of him. So I went back into the military, joined the Marine Corps this time. My grandfather was a Marine, and I wanted to honor the fact that he served during the Korean War. So I said, you know what? I'm going to join the Marines now. So I went in the Marines, and it was very tough at first. You know, a lot of psychological stuff, a lot of physical stuff. But I made it through, served, now medically retired with a jacked up back, and that's for a whole nother episode. But this episode, I just kind of want to focus on introducing myself to you and kind of letting you guys know who I am. As I said, I'm a disabled vet, so I spend a lot of time at home, you know, working on stuff for this network and trying to really get it a boost. I'm trying to get more and more shows lined up. If you or anybody you know has ever had the idea of saying, you know what, I really wish I could document these ideas that I have, hey, hit us up, laedgewebradio@gmail.com. Let us know. We'll put you on a podcast and let you have your own show. Even if it's a hobby that you just kind of are like, you know, I really wish I could just get into doing a podcast. Let us know. It's a very, very simple gig, and we'll help you out with it. We just want to be able to get more and more listeners to tune into LA Edge Web Radio. And, you know, in time, we hope to be able to cover all different kinds of genres to where, you know, we could have any topic available for you to be able to listen to at any given time. So, that's what LA Edge Web Radio is all about. I am all about having fun, enjoying life, you know, not dealing with drama, just high school shenanigans, immaturities. I don't have time for that anymore. You know, like I said, my wife and I are expecting our first baby in April, and it's going to be a girl. And so I've been, you know, I've been up late working on trying to get the baby furniture put together and then rest my back in between a couple of days here and there. And it's just been a little hectic. But I have until April, right? So I'm not getting too worried. Plus, I think I'm ahead of schedule. I have the crib done, and I have the the crib is done, and the dresser, 6-drawer dresser, I have almost done. I took a little break, but all I have to do is just basically put the tracks on the drawers and put the drawers in the dresser. Everything else is pretty much done. So I'm almost complete with that, and I'm getting excited. You know, a lot of guys would freak out at the fact that they're having a daughter. I'm not. I'm actually looking forward to being able to intimidate her dates. I'm actually looking forward to being able to embarrass her when she's being like a little typical teenage potty mouth. You know, this kid's gonna have the thickest skin and the best sarcastic personality that anybody's ever encountered, because between my wife and I, we both are sarcastic people. I'm very sarcastic to the point of where sometimes people don't know if I am being serious or just being sarcastic. Ask my wife's best friend. She doesn't know when I'm being serious or when I'm being sarcastic. She's getting better at it, but she'll never get on. She'll never understand me fully. So, gotcha, Lish. So, as for having a daughter, I think that a lot of guys... Sorry about the background noise. That is our cat, Gus, who is a gray Siamese, and he's only a year old, so he is a little shit right now. And he likes making lots of noise to get attention. If you're not looking at him right away, he tries to get into things to distract you, like he's doing to me right now. Will you please stop? I'm doing this show. Buddy. Oh my goodness, people. If you're a cat owner, and I know I'm getting off topic here, but this is the whole thing of pre-recording. It's very impossible to get things done if you have a cat, because dog owners would be like, you know, oh yeah, my dog just goes over and chills in the corner chills on its rug or on its bed or whatever. I wish cats did that. Don't get me wrong. I love our cats. They're like our kids. Actually, they are our kids. They're pet owners and they're our pet parents. There's just two different things. We're pet parents. But cats just require so much attention when they want it. If they don't want it, they want nothing to do with you. They're just like, I'm taking a nap, so, you know, you can just chill out right now. Don't bother me. You know, but if they want your attention, it doesn't matter what you're doing. They are going to distract you, and you're not going to get to finish whatever the heck it is you're working on. I'm serious. That's cats, in a nutshell. So, but having a daughter, back on track now. A lot of people are like, aren't you nervous? Are you scared? No, honestly, if I was probably 10, maybe 15 years younger, I definitely, you know, have a little jitters, but I'm more excited now, you know, because I actually get to watch Brady grow, you know, as a man. He's now a man, you know, he's developed from a young man into a man. And, you know, as a parent, I find it very exciting to just see what life has in store for him. And that's what I'm getting excited for with our soon-to-be baby daughter, or no, our daughter. I'm excited to see what life has in store for her. You know, right now it's a very, very tough world that we live in. And that's one of the things that I really want to teach her, is that regardless of what may be going on outside of our home, political, you know, whatever, you know, always remember that your morals are your roots, and your roots are from our home. And, you know, my grandparents raised me on very, very strict Baptist type upbringing, but they had great, great morals. You know, treat others how you would want treated yourself. Do for others. My grandparents were always giving to others, and not ever expecting anything in return. And that's kind of how I am. You know, I get more enjoyment out of seeing somebody's face light up when, you know, LA and I give them something, whether it's for a birthday or holiday or whatever. I just seeing somebody's face have that moment of happiness, that's all life's about, isn't it? So that's what I'm excited for my soon-to-be daughter. I want to see her grow. I want to watch her as she learns something new, or as she experiences something for the first time, and has that look like, wow, you know. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm pretty stoked, you know. I'm pretty stoked about it. Like, you can be a bad boy, as LA says from time to time, and still be a good parent. You know, anybody can be a good parent as long as you put in the effort. You have to. You know, these kids look up to you. You know, and you're supposed to be the one to teach them from your own mistakes. Because trust me, I've made a lot of mistakes in life, and I'm just trying to make up for them. You know, I'm trying to live life and enjoy it, and teach those who look up to me the same thing, that no matter what, if you're still breathing and you still have air in your lungs and you're able to function, enjoy life, you know. Enjoy the privilege of life, because guess what? We could have been the result of that one that didn't make it. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Out of, you know, what is it? I don't even know, but let's just say millions of sperm. One sperm fertilizes the egg. What happens to the rest of the guys? You know, they all go back to the lazy river raft ride and wait for the next calling, I guess. But it, I just don't understand. Like, it's just life to me is, and I know I sound like, you know, some old century philosopher or whatever, but it's just, life to me is, it's fascinating. if I had to put it in one word. I mean, really think about it. Like, you look at the way that we're our bodies, our organs, our nerves, our blood vessels, our veins, like everything about our bodies is a system. And without, it's just, it's fascinating to me. I've always been fascinated by life and the human form. And I think that it's just crazy. And now that, you know, I'm experiencing the idea of a daughter being here in just a couple months, I'm thrilled, like honestly thrilled beyond belief. Just because of the idea of her, I don't know, learning and me getting to witness it. I don't know. You know, I've always been fascinated with kids and their learning. And I mean, it's why I got an associate's in teaching. I've just always had a fascination with young minds. You know, they're sponges and they absorb everything. And it's really, really cool to see how they interpret things and then kind of assess it in their own heads and then present it in their own way. It's really, really cool. And to see them learn from that is what we become. You know, I mean, we were all kids at one point. And, you know, and there were teachers who found it fascinating and put forth the effort to teach us. So that's what I'm going to try to do as a parent, is put forth that effort to really teach Brady and our baby girl how to just live life and be good people doing it, you know, because we need more good people, folks. And I hope that you're one of them. You know, it really matters. It does. A lot of people might say, you know, it's just typical. Nothing's ever going to change. Well, you're right. But you know why you're right? Because of that attitude. Like, if you're not willing to change, then how are you supposed to expect anybody else to? You know, it's kind of selfish if you expect others to change, but you just basically want to just remain the same. It's kind of hypocritical, isn't it? But anyway, I'm done philosophizing for the day. And like I said, I want to try to keep this short. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the episode with a very, very cool song by a very young and talented artist named Chloe Wildman. Chloe Wildman is from Allegheny County, Maryland. And she is still, I believe, yes, she's still in high school. And she recorded a EP. She wanted to record a music EP. And she donated all proceeds into cancer research. And I think that is phenomenal. So this is young Chloe Wildman, who I had as a guest on the Sounds of the Streets independent and local music podcast. You can go over to LAEdgeWebRadio.com to look up this, to actually catch this episode. It's free there. And it's under the Chloe Wildman interview for Sounds of the Streets. But this is young, talented Chloe Wildman with her song Paralyzed. And I'm going to leave you with this song and say, I will see you next week. Write me in some topics, folks. LAEdgeWebRadio@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next week.